whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. My friend, as we begin today, I would like to ask you a question. Do you have a new heart? In Ezekiel 36:26, we read, I will give you a new heart. Do you have a new heart? A Sunday school teacher asked a little girl in her class, do you think you have a new heart? Yes, I know so, replied the girl. What makes you think so? Asked the teacher. The girl responded simply, because I love the things I used to hate and hate what I used to love. What an answer. I now love the things I used to hate and hate what I used to love. During the 1840s in the Fiji Islands of the Pacific, a man was worth $7. You could buy a man for a musket. After you bought him, you could starve him, you could work him to death, whip him, or eat him. Cannibalism was very popular in those regions. But if you visited the Fiji Islands 40 years later, you could not buy a man for $7 million. What had made the difference? Missionaries had brought the Christian gospel. 1,200 chapels were scattered across the islands. The people had received new hearts. They could also say what the little girl said, I love the things I used to hate and hate what I used to love. Their lives were changed. Charles Darwin had made a trip to these areas and he saw these cannibals, these headhunters, and he said there was no hope for these people. But there was a hope, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving a new heart. My friend, do you have a new heart? I know that you're not a cannibal as those in the South Pacific in the 1800s were. You may be a very moral and educated person, but can you say with the young girl that you love the things you used to hate and hate the things that you used to love? The gospel is not just a teaching. It is not just a doctrine, and it is not a religion. In Romans 1:16, we read, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It is the power of God. It talks in this verse about the power of God, power to forgive, power to transform and change, power to deliver from sin and bondage, power to give a new heart and change the life. In Ezekiel 36:26, the Lord tells us, I will give you a new heart. My question today, my friend, is, do you have a new heart? In Ezekiel 36:27, we read, And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. The little girl was asked how she knew that she had a new heart, and she responded saying, Because I love the things I used to hate and hate what I used to love. Isn't that precious? Years ago, a friend of mine and I had a little gospel meeting on Sunday nights. During the week, we would visit people and also try to share the gospel with them. We met this family and shared the gospel with them. We shared that salvation was not by the good works that we may do, but through the Lord Jesus Christ and His work on the cross. The wife responded to the message and gave her life to Christ. She had not been a so-called wicked person in the sense that she drank or was unfaithful to her husband or did drugs and so forth. She was a very moral person, but still a sinner and still in need of forgiveness and salvation. She surrendered her life to Jesus and soon after that called her mother, who lived far away, whom she had not seen in a long time. During the conversation, her mother asked her what had happened to her. She knew that there was a change. Something was different. The answer was that she had received a new heart, and that she could say with the young girl that she now loved the things she used to hate, and now hated what she used to love. How about you, my friend? Do you have a new heart? Do you now hate the things that you used to love and love the things that you used to hate? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Another Bible translates it the following way. When anyone belongs to Christ, they become a new person. Their old way of life has gone. Their new life has begun. Can that be said about you, my friend? Or do you just have a religion or morality? The Bible talks about before and after. Before Christ and after Christ. One night I stopped in a little grocery store to buy a few things for my wife. A man went in and we talked a little bit. I greeted him and spoke to him. And I shared something with him about salvation and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I came out of the grocery store, he met me and said, "Do you have a Bible?" I happened to have a Bible in my car and I gave the Bible to him. I shared some more with him about the gospel and salvation. I invited him to my house, and he began to come once a week, and we would have a Bible study. Several months went by, and one day he called me, and he was crying. And I said, "Well, come here to my house, and we'll talk." He told me what had happened. He had gone that morning to an apartment complex where a man lived that he knew that he wanted to give a Bible to him. While he was there, a woman he knew came out of one of the apartments and spoke to him. And during the conversation, she said, "My husband is gone. I'm going to the store. If you'll come back in an hour, you and I can be together." Well, he left, and he left crying. He came to my house. And he was crying about what had happened. And I asked him, I said, "Well, what would you have done 6 months ago?" He said, "6 months ago, I would have stayed the hour and waited to be with the woman." I said, "Well, what did you do today?" He said, "Well, I left." He said, "In one sense, I wanted to be with the woman, but in another sense, I knew it was wrong. And I knew it was against the Lord." So he was tempted. Humanly speaking, he would have desired to be with the lady. Yes. But there was something new in the man. 6 months earlier, he wouldn't have thought about leaving. He would have waited. But this time he left, and he left crying. He was bothered by what had happened. What had happened? He had been born again, and he had received a new heart. There was the before and the after in his life. We can't change ourselves. We can put on a silk dress or suit, but we still are sinners in need of salvation. We need forgiveness and we need changing, and only the gospel does that. Only God can give a new heart. Only God can enable us to say that we love the things that we used to hate, and that we hate the things we used to love. Jesus came to the cross to provide forgiveness for us and to provide salvation, deliverance from the power of sin, and give us a new heart. He died for our sins, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And he alone has power to save. My friend, turn today from your sin and rebellion. Turn from your self-trust and self-confidence, and put your life in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. Ask Him for forgiveness and thank Him for sending His Son to die for you on a cross. You cannot change yourself. You may drop a few bad habits and learn to do a few things that are good. You may go to church. You may believe certain doctrines and certain teachings, and it's good to go to church. It's good to believe certain truths, but there needs to be a commitment from your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. There needs to be a surrender of yourself to Him. There needs to be a giving over and turning from our self-confidence, turning away from our trust in our own good works, and putting our faith and our lives in the hands of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He can save. For 22 years, I had religion. I had morality. Many people would say that I was a good person. Outwardly, I didn't do a lot of things that other people did. But inwardly, I was full of pride. Inwardly, I was full of self-confidence. Inwardly, I was a man who had to battle lust and different temptations from within my heart. Inwardly, I thought I was better than certain people, and I didn't see my need because outwardly I didn't do certain things. But God spoke to me. He opened my eyes, and I began to see the need of my own heart, the pride, the self-centeredness, the self-seeking in my own heart, my own rebellion, my own having turned away from God. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way. And so we need to turn back. We need to come back to Him. He will change us and transform us, and we will be able to say with the girl, "I now hate the things I used to love, and I now love the things I used to hate." My friend, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day in which you can receive a new heart and be born again by the Spirit of God. Today is the day you can receive a new life in Jesus Christ and be changed and transformed, becoming a new creature in Jesus Christ. My time is leaving, and I urge you today to bow the knee wherever you may be, to pray to Him, to come to Him, to confess your sins to Him, to thank Him for having died for you on the cross. Thank you for having tuned in, and may God bless His Word today to your heart.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.